Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's time for Seminole Headlines featuring WarChant.com's Jeff Cameron, managing editor Ira Schofel, and senior writer Corey Clark. Your weekly dose of all things FSU, pistols, and pies starts right now. Here's Jeff Cameron.
Hour number two, Seminole Headlines, headliner questions coming your way. I'm Jeff. There's Ira. There's Corey. We thank Dr. Birch, Birch Orthodontics, always, as it is the best in the business. They are the best in the business, and we appreciate their support. And by the way, if you've got a kiddo or maybe yourself who are looking into getting orthodontic care, you need not shop around. Go straight over and see Dr. Birch and her team. You won't regret it.
Yeah, Dr. Birch actually sent me a little bit of information on her staff because I was just curious. You know, like, and we know Dr. Birch is awesome, yeah, but her staff, yeah. They've got over 130 years of experience in dental help, in the dental field, and she, as we've said, is the best in the business. Her office has been there for over 20 years.
I thought you were going to give us a rundown of like an employee in particular. Like,
yeah, that would be funny. Well, let's meet Susan Jones.
Susan has a 99.9 grade. Let's just make up the grades. I think they're all 100.
I was going to say, what was the demerit for?
Oh,
99.9.
Spending too much time with patients.
Oh, right. Over the top kindness. Yeah, over the top much. Kindness. You know,
at some point, we've got to get it moving.
We got to dial it back.
Susan, you can't spend 2 hours. but no, it's again, we can't say enough about our kids all went there. And Stephanie, now Corey's stepchildren went there. Jean's kids went there. And you never know who you're going to run into at Birch Orthodontics. There's a lot of important people, just well-known people in Tallahassee who go there as well.
And I'll say, Heather, if you want to throw us some hats.
Yes.
Well, maybe not a hat for me. I'll take a shirt. I'll take a do-rag.
Have you tried visors?
No.
Like a Spurrier visor?
Well, because I'm trying to protect my head, Ira, from the skin
But just
cancer.
For the look.
No, the visor looks great on me. Don't.
I have a question, actually. It has nothing to do
with
hats.
How about the Jeff hats? The Irish hats?
None of them.
What do you call those? I know you call those things.
The Kangos, or if you will. But no, you don't. You've never tried that?
What, a visor?
No.
The
hats I wear in the winter.
Oh, yeah, no, I haven't.
I think you might be able to pull it off with the glasses. You might be able to pull it off. Right, that might be the one hat. I've got like 9 of them. I'll bring one.
Okay. All right.
I wanted to know if you've started implementing the heavy hand as stepfather yet.
This is my house. This is my life.
Right.
This is my life, kids.
Yeah, you didn't know, but now we've married in. Here's the deal.
Not yet. It's a slow
soon.
Process.
Soon, yeah.
Sure. No,
gotta
no.
Introduce
nope.
it slowly.
Not doing any of that parenting.
Garrett says, Jeff, thanks for the golf picks over the weekend. I won Garrett and several people money this past weekend with my picks during the week. He goes on to say, over under 5.5 football players transferring out after the spring. I'm going to go over.
Me too.
Over under what now?
Five and a half.
I was reading the chat. 5.5 what?
Players leaving.
Oh, that's a pretty good number.
I like the number.
Yeah,
I'm going to go over. Are we counting one already?
Yeah, you count Burrell,
you
right?
We count Burrell already, so that's one. So we just need four
two
more.
2 months ago. No, then yeah, I'll go over.
Okay. I think you were going to go over anyhow.
I wouldn't go heavy on it, though.
Okay. Gentlemen, I'm watching basketball, only looking for coaches and possible transfers. Is that wrong?
That's the half thing. Imagine being a Louisville fan. Like, that's all they do during March Madness. Like, I want him, and I want that coach. I want him.
So easy in the tournament to find the coach that you love, but no guarantee he's going to be any good.
No, that
We've
is 100%
all seen
true.
That happen a million times. Well, I mean, he goes on one run.
Well, and I mean, like, my man Keats at NC State was probably
going
to get fired.
To be fired. Look at
He banks in a three, gets into the tournament, and now he's rocking.
Well, and then you think about somebody like Brownell, who's just been there, I feel like, forever. And it's just been kind of
He does a good job, though.
But he does, but it's just kind of And I'm sure Clemson fans at some point were like, this is just what we are.
And now they're in the Sweet 16.
And now they're in the Sweet 16. Like, you just, it ebbs and flows. It ebbs and flows. And there's no perfect recipe to get you a basketball coach.
I like that in the questions on Twitter, Mary just wanted people to understand that 20% off a register sausage, I'm going to order some more now.
Oh, that's right. I forgot the promo code.
You forgot it. Let's go, buddy.
There is a promo code this week. I'm going to look it up real quick while you keep talking. But, yeah, there's a 20%
off
this week.
How about Mary being right there for you,
Mary,
buddy?
I'm not surprised.
Quality, Mary.
Mary's all over it. And, yeah, I'll find it. But there is a 20% off this week. Let me find it.
Good afternoon, gents, writes Walter. If FSU is 10-0 going into the Charleston Southern game on November the 23rd, does Coach Norvell start the backup quarterback? No more hip drop tackles by teams cashing checks. Well, it's a 12-team playoff, so I see his point.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You could just lose a game and it wouldn't make a damn bit of difference.
I'm telling you, man, the real question is if there will be a time in our lifetimes where if Florida is the last game of the season – one of those two sides will be like, we don't need this game anyway. We're going to rest our starters. Because we need to be ready for the playoffs.
There is a danger when you do this. We talk about this becoming more and more like the NFL all the time. There are repercussions for that. And the unintended consequences are there will be games in which players decide or coaches decide. I don't need this player to play. We're going to the playoff. We can't really change our seeding. You know, let's say we're 11-0 or 10-1. Maybe there'll be a circumstance where they really couldn't change their seeding. And they're going to be like,
because don't we think they're going to get rid of the conference championship games? Ira, did you find the code?
I did.
Let's go.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
I'm mad at myself for not remembering. It's actually Easter sausage. Easter sausage. Because what's an Easter basket without registered sausage? And I've been asking that guys for years.
For years. You're like, thanks for the Easter basket.
Oh, what are these? What is this? This Reese's
You've
again?
Given Easter sausage before, right?
Many times. I look forward to it every year.
He is risen.
20.
Anyway, so
20% off. Gonna register.
I don't know if Ben's gonna like this read. Maybe
I think it's a good read. I think it's a good read. It's a quality read. But Ira's point is very, very salient. You gotta have Easter sausage.
Do you think that they're gonna get rid of conference championship games? Right. Probably.
I mean, they ought to get rid of them in basketball.
A decent chance. Yeah.
But
yeah.
So when they do that. And you know you've locked up one of the one or two seeds in your league. You're going to not play that last game of the season. Why would you? You don't want to risk people getting hurt. What are you laughing at? That was a good point.
Not what I was thinking of.
Hey, listen, let's get back on track. This is a baseball question.
I was trying to get back on track.
I know. I know this is going to sound like sour grapes after a sweep. This is according to H.C. Knowles. But how is Clemson's warning track even legal?
Agreed.
It's also, even if it is legal, by the way, it's a hazard and it's stupid.
Yeah.
I do not understand why they're able to have it.
Why
it's
not
dumb.
Make it a moat?
Remember when the Astros did it back in the day? They had the whole...
Yeah, but that was just center field.
It was also stupid. It was stupid there, too.
Yeah.
But it is crazy to me that, like, baseball fields, you know, before the game, the umpires and the coaches, they talk about the ground rules.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
In our stadium, we have a hill in the outfield or whatever it is. Yeah. Is there any limit to what you can have? Because some of these, like
That'd
the Orioles
awesome.
Have like the corner thing. Like, you could just do whatever the hell
can you
want.
Have like, a,
like there's no requirements.
A trap door?
A thorn bush?
That would be funny. Now listen, don't forget
sluggers.
About the trap door in left center.
Yeah.
You step on it wrong, you die.
And there's a hill right before it, so you know it's coming.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you here at the meeting, before the game, so everybody knows. Yeah. We're all good.
We're all good. So if you fall on that thing and die...
It's a live ball.
People are still running the bases here. You gotta take your mind off of Chip's death.
Like,
get
every,
the ball.
Every other sport on earth has the same dimensions for their
playing
surfaces.
No, but I'm glad they don't in baseball.
Well, except for when you have a hill in the outfield.
That's what I'm saying. That is dumb on every level. Nobody thinks that's okay. Nobody minds that the dimensions are different in baseball and that, you know, you have a power alley at one place that's 385 and another it's 370. Fine. But why are we having hills? There's no chance for an outfielder. He's looking back trying to get to... It's dumb.
That's a serious home field advantage there. Those outfielders are
used to
it.
They played it well, by the way. Robin Williams home runs twice.
They're using it as like vaults, gymnasts.
Yeah. It hurts. It's stupid. And also they ought to do something with baseball operations. You can't be playing that song after every pitch.
What is the deal with that?
It's criminal.
Can you not complain about it? I was wondering.
I was like, if I were a Clemson fan at the ballpark, I would get up and leave 30 seconds into
it.
It was the song
after
every
pitch.
No, I think
they
had to hate it. Yeah. They had to hate it. There's no normal human being that's like, this is great. I'm loving this. This is awesome. Every 5 seconds, it's the dumbest thing.
Yeah, I don't know how that's legal.
It's also dumb. It's just really, come on, Clemson, get it together.
Well, and they're our brother in arms.
Get it together.
We're all suing the ACC together, so we got love for you, Clemson.
You gonna have the same love for North Carolina when they do it?
No.
No. So very
they're
selective.
A little highfalutin. Clemson, you know what I mean? North Carolina's still a little too high.
Yeah, man. When you're breaking out of jail, though, you don't care who's helping you.
You need
we're
anybody.
All in it together. Then once you get out, you can go your own
way. By the
way,
everybody has a role to play when you're breaking out of jail. Like, I've got the file. You got to kill the guard.
But I feel like North Carolina's not doing any of that. He's the white collar criminal that just rolls through the sewer that we created.
Yeah.
We
still
carved
rolling
the
through
sewer.
The sewer, man. There's something to be
but
said.
But he's got
that.
The contact that's got the car waiting for us.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, he's looking us up once we get out.
Yeah.
Now, we'll probably kill him because I can't trust him.
That's right.
Yeah. So we've already agreed that once we hop in that car, he's like, I'll drive.
After we take him to the ATM.
Yeah, we're. I've always thought that. I'm like, when you get out, you got to kill him.
You have to.
Yeah, man.
Or rob him.
What are we doing?
You've always thought that.
Oh, well, so you got to kill him. Because there's no chance that I'm going to leave any loose ends.
Some criminals in prison think of their getaway. Before you've even been arrested,
I've thought about how I'm going to break out, and then I'm killing the dude that I break out with.
Just getting the plans to every prison, just in case.
Just in case, yeah. They all have a weakness.
Okay, when we are in the Power 2, do you think we schedule Miami and cut them a check? Just a little
game.
Thanks for the memories.
That would be funny. It's not even a home and home. Yeah. It's just
an opportunity for their players to actually be on TV and play in front of real fans.
They'd love it, man.
That is, by the way, Taylor Swift wins right there. That is quality.
It'd be like those North Alabama kids last November, getting the opportunity to play.
We know it's been a minute, but welcome to the big boys club here, and here's a little something for your troubles.
Look at all the light. Look how bright the lights are.
It's loud here. It's shiny. It's on TV.
There's
a band. Amazing. Yeah. People are going to be at this game. Walker writes, guys, you didn't read my question last week, and we got swept in baseball. Please answer my question.
All right, let's hear it.
How do we feel about Toa Fili on one side of DJU and Jalen Lucas on the other? Mike could drop some crazy plays with that formation.
Could remind you of Warrick Dunn and Rock Preston.
I was just about to say, flares galore.
Danny Cannell just completing 12 passes
down,
in a row.
Dumping it down.
Toa Fili's not a bad pass blocker. So, I mean, it's possible, but I like the kid from Alabama, Roydell Williams. I like him.
Like him a lot.
They've got, there's a lot of talent in that. Cam Davis, I keep wanting to call him Cam Smith, but Cam Davis is, there's a lot to like there, man.
We all
knew he was a big, strong dude, but like he runs well.
Got a little burst to him.
Who's out of their situation first, writes Henry, Billy Napier or FSU?
Wow.
Billy's out after this year.
Yeah, but FSU's probably gonna have to declare before August if they're gonna be out by 2025.
We won't actually be out. We'll just declare we're gonna be out. Billy is gonna be out after this year.
Yeah.
So I think the answer is Billy. I wish he would do well enough that they had to keep him. It's like that thing where
that would be the dream, but I don't think it's gonna happen.
You know, I mean, either schedule's too tough. But you know how when you have a guy that's gonna be a free agent and you're a fan of a team, and you're kind of like, I'm ready for him to take it on down the road, and then he does just well enough to secure the contract. Could have been like a starting quarterback in Tampa this past year where I'm like, man, now we got to sign the guy. What? Damn it, man.
The only really hope there, and I don't know how you hope for this, but, hey, got to hope for something, that maybe something happens emotionally to where the school just rallies around to Billy because something happens. He gets held up, maybe in our escape from prison.
He's an innocent bystander.
He gets held hostage. And then we can't fire Billy now.
Did you hear about Billy? He was on his way over to the O-Dome and somebody stood him up.
Those three guys that broke out of prison.
It's the headlines guys.
Yeah. But, robbed him point blank. Surprised Cameron didn't shoot him.
And then Cameron shot the other two.
Took off on it.
But
he left
Billy Napier alive.
Yeah, that's going to be the problem for you if you ever do have to do the breakout. As everybody knows now.
I'm killing him.
Here's the thing.
They're going to be looking at me with a jaundiced eye the whole time.
You absolutely wouldn't kill Napier in that scenario because you want him to be the head coach.
You stick around. Yeah. Tell people what happened here today.
But also keep coaching that program.
7-0 Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
Hey, headliners and elite headliners. It's Ira here, and it's time to talk Shopify. As you remember, a couple years ago, we wanted to create and sell headlines merch for the best podcast listeners in the world. That's you. But we had no idea where to get started. Now we're selling Yay Sausage shirts, and it's so easy. All because we use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're a startup working out of your man cave or IPO ready, Shopify is the only tool you need to grow your business without all the struggle. Shopify puts you in control of every sales channel. You could be selling Don Julio socks from Shopify's in-person point-of-sale system or offering headliner shirts from Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform. Whatever you need, you're covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love most about Shopify is how, no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up today for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/warchant, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/warchant, all lowercase, and they'll help you grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Go to shopify.com/warchant.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
The DC Floridian asks, "Hey guys, always enjoy the show. I haven't heard anything about Ham since the season ended. Does that mean he's coming back for a farewell season? Any chance they'd name a coach in waiting before or something like that?"
We definitely think he's coming back, right? Like, that would have been announced.
He's got
1 year left on his contract.
Yeah, I don't know that it's 100% like no chance anything happens, but yeah, I mean, I think it's a very strong, super strong likelihood. They just signed a kid or got a kid commit, four-star freshman for next season, a guard who previously was committed to Providence, nice player out of Maryland. So, they're moving on. I mean, what's going to be interesting in the short term is what does the roster look like? Because, I mean, right off the bat, you're already down 6-7 guys. And if one or two more guys enter the portal, you're going to be looking at almost a completely new team. They may only have like four guys back next year. So that's going to be interesting
including
to see
your,
how it plays
probably
out.
Your three leading scorers are all gone, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the assumption is going to be that Jameer is going to leave and go play in
Primo
professional basketball. Primo's in the portal.
Darren Green's used his
graduated.
Eligibility.
Yeah. So it's going to be a very different looking team, but yeah, there's no indication, you know.
A lot of portal guys out there.
Anything's changing.
A lot of portal guys out there.
Jeffrey writes, on the off chance that Brock or Luke beat out DJ, they're not going to. Any chance he gets some play at linebacker, that's a big dude, yeah.
Yeah, he could be a D-end.
He's not fleet-footed enough, but he's going to win the quarterback job, so I wouldn't worry about it. What are the odds the stadium construction is in a, quote, good place for the home opener in 2024? That's from Queens.
It's going to be odd. You know, I mean, I don't know what they're saying, like 50,000 people, 50-something thousand people. So it's going to be strange. I mean, that side's going to be like temporary stands. It's going to be – we were talking to Ernie Sims at it the other day because Ernie Sims is back with the program. And Jeff and I were talking about the other day, and he said he hadn't – I think he said he hadn't been to a game since he played.
Yeah.
Or maybe very
rarely.
It's
been a long time, yeah.
And and we're like, it's going to be a whole lot different this fall.
He was caught unawares. He was like, that's not going to be done. And I talked to three or four other people recently who were not as tuned in as, I mean, we cover the program, and they were like, wait a minute, it's not going to be done by the time they kick off? I'm like, no, it's not going to be done.
2025, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's put a spell on me. Every time we go over to watch practice, I end up doing the silly thing that old people do. I just stop mesmerized and go
look
walk
at
it over and stare in. I can't
look
stop
at track,
staring at
the tractor
it.
In the dirt, yeah.
It's just crazy.
It takes your breath away, not in a great way, just like, oh, where did dope go? Like, it is a weird thing to see.
It's also a marvel,
it's
right?
Like when,
how can the ingenuity of man, right? That's amazing to think that they're like, okay, well, we've got to figure it out. We're going to rip this. Yeah. The whole thing won't fall down. Then we're going to do this. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, too engineering.
Cool. Yes.
It might as well be a different language.
Yeah, to me, it is. Certainly. Yeah, I'm absolutely baffled. Jason writes, to the greatest question askers of all time, is there a question you have always wanted to ask Coach Norvell but can't because of professional etiquette?
Hmm.
No. There used to be a couple of questions that I wanted to ask Jimbo, but I didn't because of professional etiquette. I haven't thought of one for Mike yet. And nothing's come to mind where I've thought, oh, I can't ask him that.
I mean, he's got his own hair. Like, it's
there's no like,
you're not going to ask him if he's got if that's his real hair.
You would ask Jimbo about his hair method treatments?
No, not the weave hair that he got methods. There where he had the isthmus and all that. No, I'm not talking about that. But I there were some other things. Just I talked to him a lot back in the day. And so we would have conversations. And occasionally he'd say something I like, this begs a follow-up, but I don't think I'm going to do that.
Maybe yeah, no, there's definitely line. Some conversation topics I would like to explore with Norvell. We don't get a ton of one-on-one opportunities. But
there would be something you wouldn't want to, because of professional right. reasons, you wouldn't ask. There's a couple. But I'm not going to share them here.
I think it's probably true of almost anybody that you deal with on a regular basis professionally. If you get to know them and you know aspects of their personality, then you're kind of curious what they think about any number of things.
Yeah.
After a while.
Is it weird for him to know that my wife... That's weird to say, because I have a wife again, guys. Yeah, I don't know if you realize
How's your wife doing?
It's weird to hear. I don't like that. Say Stephanie. that Stephanie thinks that he's so hot.
I'm sure he's heard it from
a lot
of people.
No, I know, but is that weird that it's so out there in public?
Well, other than you saying it on the show.
If you keep bringing it up, it'll get weird.
I feel like it lessens the weirdness.
No. You redraw it. He's probably forgotten about it until now.
But if I had somebody that covered me, and you, as you guys know, I have a lot of people that do cover me. And I knew that one of their wives or girlfriends found me attractive. That'd make it a weird dynamic.
I don't think it would.
How many people have you told that Christy finds them attractive?
None.
Yeah.
Christy doesn't find anyone attractive.
None.
She's got eyes for one dude.
Just me.
Yep.
No, her hero is Coach Ham. She loves Coach Ham. She's always just like, please tell me he's not going to get fired. I'm like, he might. during the last year or so, I've had to be like, and she's gone, wait, what? I'm like, it's not going well. It's not going well. She's like, don't say that, because she admires him. So I don't know. The answer to your question, Jason, we're not real sure. Lee writes, great Monday Smash, fellas. Thanks for letting me fill in there for you on the Smash yesterday, Ira. I did so with
congratulations,
with
you guys
Gene,
did great.
And it was fun to do. I thought Mike was great. Tom Quits, the lawyer. I thought he was really insightful. That's really the star of the show there. He was kind of breaking it down for us.
The lawsuit, everyone. Go back and watch it after you're done watching this.
I thought Mike did a great job. I thought that was insightful. Should the ACC suits begin to build, how long, in your opinion, does it take for the conference to collapse? Look, I don't know, but it's certainly not a good sign for the ACC already that its two star programs, at least in football, have already launched suits against them. And then if you get the core program in the entire ACC in the form of North Carolina to do it, you do begin to wonder when they say, well, I mean, what are we doing? I mean, what's the end game here? What are we fighting to?
It will collapse as a football entity. It won't collapse as a conference.
Right. It'll be something else. But like, when would they say, okay, let's just get our money?
But that's the problem with this whole covering this as a story and doing shows like you guys did last night, which was informative and all this stuff. It's the only question anybody wants to know is when the hell are we getting out?
When out? Yeah, I said that to him several times last night. I'm like, really? We just kind of want to know when.
And it's impossible because the court process would take forever, so it's not going to go that long. So it's just like, what's the tipping point to force some sort of mediation? And nobody can know the answer to that until they kind of go through some of these machinations of the court process.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
But, I mean, we think – I would bet – I think they're going to be out of Florida. They're going to be out of the ACC – in time for the 2025 season. That's what I believe is going to happen. Now, when it gets announced and done, I don't know.
I would agree with you. Tom Quits agrees with you. Many others who are kind of close to this issue seem to think 25 seems likely, but they all say the same thing you just did, which is I don't know what has to happen for that to be the trigger for the moment when the ACC is just like, okay. Really, it's probably more about what ESPN tells ACC to do.
Yeah, and what North Carolina does and some of the, because, you know, again, it gets to that where it's just this. You know,
I mean, but honestly, it makes no point for the ACC just to give in because they know they're done if they give in. So they will fight this as long as they can.
But they're also going to get a ton of money. And I guess the theory is if there's concern that ESPN's not going to re-up that deal after, 26 or whatever?
Well, so 25, they have to make a decision, and 27
is when so if there's a concern about that, like what's ESPN's next deal going to be or whoever we can get, CW, full-time CW, like what is that money going to look like? It may be more attractive to get $200 million from Florida State, $200 million from Clemson,
if you think you're not going to get anything from them. But the other side
is – or that you're going to lose the case,
right? ESPN's not going to give us anything. That contract is gone if Florida State and Clemson aren't in this
conference.
That's
a concern.
So we need to keep them in this conference at all costs.
Well, but you may know that's going to happen. That's a fait accompli, whatever.
Fait accompli. Good job, Ira.
Florida State and Clemson are not staying. There's no scenario where this conference is surviving.
Well, that's why Mike brought up last night, and we've brought it up at various points here. What is the end game? If you're the ACC, you're fighting for your life, to Corey's point, but you also know now – It's over. This was all speculative before. It's no longer speculative. Your best teams are suing you. They're saying no.
Yeah.
And now North Carolina's Board of Trustees chair is basically announcing they're leaving.
Yeah.
I mean, that quote is brutal.
Yeah.
Well, it's time to explore beyond the ACC.
What's funny about this is, so when Bubba Cunningham made his comments last year where he kind of ripped Florida State, I asked somebody at Florida State who would know, you know, is that really how North Carolina feels? And this person said, I don't know if Bubba's talking a lot with their board chair.
Because he's ready to roll.
Because it's not the same thing that we're hearing. So, no, and that's the thing. And so I think a best case scenario for the ACC, and this is my thinking,
I was just spitballing here, guys.
Their best case scenario, if I was them, is get as much as we can get out of these buyouts.
And become a juggernaut in basketball.
Get as much money as we can get, and then reform what we are going to be, and then get a TV deal, whatever that is.
Whatever that is. Yeah.
But get as much money out of these schools as we can get, because we're not going to – the days of the ACC being part of a Power Four are going to be over.
Yeah.
So they've just got to get as much as they can in the process.
They basically admitted it when they acquiesced to the new – playoff situation. They're like, yeah, we're lesser than.
Yeah.
Imagine how much lesser than they'll be if Florida State and Clemson and Carolina get out.
This is kind of a good one for us as sports fans. I believe this is Datil writes, I know which one is the bigger miss, but how close do you think they are between Sam Bowie / Michael Jordan and Trubisky Patrick Mahomes? That's true. The Bears could have gone with Patrick Mahomes. Than a Trubisky.
I don't think anything will ever beat Jordan.
No.
And Bowie got hurt right away. Yeah. If Sam had maybe lived up to his promise, it would be a different conversation. But, yeah, he got hurt and was a shell
and
of what he was
in college. I haven't given up on Trubisky.
Still holding out hope?
I think he needs to get in the right system.
I see a sign every now and again.
Steelers this year I really like. But, I think Jordan's the all-timer there. And, honestly – I know who they drafted, and I know that the game was the game back then. It was different than it is now. The Rockets don't get enough grief for not drafting Michael Jordan. I know they drafted Akeem Olajuwon.
It worked out.
I know it didn't work out like it would have with Michael Jordan.
They won titles, and Akeem was really good.
But they won titles when Michael Jordan wasn't in the league.
It doesn't matter. They won titles, and Akeem was an all-time
great.
He's a top 50 player of all time.
Again,
it's not a bum. They didn't grab Sam Bowie.
That's why I said it's not the same.
Yeah, but
the other guy that you didn't draft is the best that ever played.
I know. Right. I still think
it's a degree of a mistake. It's a very small mistake compared to Sam Bowie. Yeah.
Kind of like you guys not getting Luka.
No, Ira, you're wrong. The Hawks drafted Luka and then traded
him. And then traded him immediately
for the 5'11 point guard. Who's awesome offensively.
In the defensive prowess of said 5'11 point guard,
yes. Yeah, the defensive prowess of me.
Jason writes, can anybody please explain to me who is the college football playoff that they have all this money, the CFP? I'm just having a hard time understanding how anyone can own the playoffs. I'll let you go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, on the specifics, I just think it's ESPN basically owns the they're the TV.
Yes.
They're paying the bills. Like, there's no entity. They're the, you know, and that's what we get to with all this conference stuff is who pays the bills. It's TV. And so they kind of – now the conferences and the TV people will say, oh, that's not true. They don't tell us what to do. But come on, man. There's a reason, you know, the Big Ten didn't want to expand until Fox was like, hey, we'd like to have.
I started getting mad again about Herb Street last night.
With
when
the
I was
apology
writing,
again?
When
another
I was
one?
Writing the Renardo story.
Because of his latest tweet?
No, I don't know what his tweet was.
Well, he had a long apology where he was saying, just because we disagree about an opinion I've had doesn't mean I think any less of you guys. And he went,
I've always loved the Knowles.
No, just the whole narrative that got pushed. And that I am, you know, now more than ever, I'm convinced that even if Jordan Travis was 100% healthy and they beat Louisville 30-6, Florida State's not getting in.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Which is preposterous and stupid. And they're going to have more players drafted than Alabama, probably. They certainly had more players at the combine drafted. And over a two-year stretch, they're going to have more players drafted off that team than Alabama's team. Alabama's team should have lost to Auburn, did lose to Auburn, I think. Should have lost to Arkansas, and did lose another game at home by 10 points. And still Kirk Herbstreit's sitting there telling us that,
yeah, but
you
man,
know, when you add these things
but
up.
You're rehashing.
I know, it just
know
makes
true,
me
brother.
Mad because Florida State had real talent.
Yeah.
That's a very, very talented football
But
team.
It gets back to, and that's the problem, is you have the TV people paying the...
Well, that was the point.
Yeah.
He was shilling for the SEC.
Many
we
of them
all
were,
know it.
Of them were. And think about how they were gotten to over time, too. There were others who didn't go along for the ride until they were told.
McElroy, man. McElroy,
that was awesome.
Looking at you. Yeah. Looking at you, and we'll always look at you.
That was nuts.
That was so cowardly.
He made the right argument until he was told not
to. Or until he knew what was actually happening, which is what I think happened. I think... they knew at whatever 10 a.m. that Alabama was in, and they tried to tell all their people on the set, you've got to explain this for us. You've got to tell people why we're doing this over and over and over again. Greg, even you, who's been on record for 2 weeks that Florida State should get in,
that's a
you got to change your tune.
This is what happened is three of us break out of prison, right? You don't want to betray me.
No.
Jeff makes you hold me while he shoots me.
Well,
hold
I would
like in a warm embrace.
Well, tie me down or something.
No, I'm not hugging you.
No, but like you don't want to.
No.
But at the end,
it
he
has
makes
to
you.
Happen.
Well, I don't know because then he's just going to shoot me.
That's correct. That is correct. See, that's what Kirk did not account for. Yeah. What Corey figured out was that Herb Street was going to be on the wrong end of this Führer at the end of all this. Yeah. And if he had known that, he wouldn't have done
no
it.
Idea. Yeah. There's no question.
I feel like
I almost feel bad for him.
No, come on, give me a
easy.
Break.
Almost.
I feel like we would overpower Jeff.
You're not overpowering me when I shoot you in the back of the head. That's the
fair
end of
point.
That.
Fair point.
We're just talking about a crazy scenario, guys. If you tuned into the show late, nobody's getting violent. Yeah. Burke writes, which is greater, excitement over our baseball's offense or the concern about our baseball team's bullpen? Oh, that's funny.
I would say the offense. That's fun, man. I think Cam Smith and Tibbs are absolutely going to be playing in the major league sometime pretty soon. I did those they are very good hitters. It's just fun to watch an offense like that, man, when you're like, man, literally like all these guys are going to be playing minor league baseball in a year or two and more than two probably could be in the major leagues. That's cool. It's
after what happened on Saturday, I thought, man, I thought a lot of things could happen on Sunday.
Encouraging that they got up to an 11-2 lead.
Twice
they kind of think about it, they got run ruled in game one.
Yeah, and then
so for them to come out and have that performance, both from a pitching standpoint, starting pitching standpoint, and then offensively, they showed no signs of the humiliation of being run ruled.
Right.
And then they didn't show signs of having been, you know, dumbfounded by an impossible collapse.
Yeah.
In the next game, they come out and they're up 11-2.
And now they collapsed again. So we'll see how that keeps going.
How many more times can you let that not affect you before you start getting? Yeah, because at some point it will. On a serious note, it will be getting tough.
Well, next time somebody hits a grand slam, nobody's even going to congratulate them. So what's the point? It's the fourth inning.
No, I will say
this doesn't matter. We still got 15 more outs.
So, on a serious note, though, really quickly, I want to add this. Okay, so if you recall in the second game where they blew the lead in the ninth, which to me is much more hurtful.
It was an 8-1 lead if folks didn't pay attention.
Yeah, 8-1
was
8-2
in the ninth. I think didn't they score
one
in the eighth?
It was 8-1.
It was 8-1. Yep. They gave up 8 in the ninth.
Yep.
All right.
It's hurtful. Anyhow, there's a moment where in the eighth inning we stole second.
Yeah.
And the announcer brings up that if this were Major League Baseball, that would be seen as a very curious move. Mm-hmm. In fairness to that announcer, he went on to say, but in this ballpark,
yes, with
playing
this, offense,
this way with this offense,
it makes sense.
So I give him credit. But here's what I'm going to say from here on out. If Florida State is up 20-1, I'm stealing second and third. We're scoring runs. I don't care. And anybody that knows what our bullpen is at this point, there's
we'll
no
understand.
Way you can. Yes, they're going to have to. Like, you're almost going to have to tell the opposing coach, I don't know if you've looked at the stats, but I don't trust I can get outs 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th inning, so I'm running.
If when they're having the ground rules conversation.
I'm taking extra bases.
Hey, we've got a hill in the outfield. Okay, well, I just want to let you know, we're going to steal no matter what we're up.
We're stealing. We could be up by 30 runs.
And also,
I don't
we're swinging 3-0 against the kid that's only making a second appearance for you guys. It doesn't matter. We're trying to get runs.
We are scoring runs. Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schoffel, and Corey Clark.
All right, we jump over to Facebook questions here, Corey. We did all the Twitter questions, did the right thing.
Yeah,
Steve writes, I heard an interview with a Clemson insider, quote-unquote, who claimed that Clemson was the only member who originally was against ACC expansion, and that FSU, North Carolina, etc., had to be convinced to vote against it. Seemed like a dishonest and disingenuous take. What say you guys?
He's talking about the latest one with SMU and Cal and Stanford?
I don't believe that's true.
I don't believe that's true.
If that's the one he's talking about.
If that's the one he's talking about.
It's got to be, because Florida State was voting for it.
Yeah.
All right.
Or maybe it's the Boston College, Miami, Virginia Tech, Louisville back then. But yeah, so don't know.
Oh, no, I'm not going to get into this, Jason. Jason asked at the end of the conversation that we had last night with Gene and Mike, I referenced the Clemson song Driving Us Crazy. Just go on the boards, go back, listen to yesterday's JCS. It's everybody who watched that series or listened to it at all knows what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's not a song you would know the name of, so. No,
it's awful.
Just insane.
Is it Tennessee Whiskey?
It's like if you were trying to drive someone insane, it's what you'd play.
It
just
is.
On loop.
Yeah.
Chuck wants to know, do we think the Big Two, the SEC and the Big Ten, get together to decide who gets what in the post-apocalyptic world of college football? Do they draw straws, cut cards to see who gets FSU after the end of the ACC? Asking for a friend. Well, I did throw out there and say basically that I wouldn't be surprised if all the horse trading, as I referenced it, is done. Like, hey, you guys get the college football playoff rights, but we get Clemson, Florida State, and North Carolina. Or some sort of argument right. like that between Fox and ESPN.
Is that how it works in the NFL? I mean, it has to, because it's like there's always been two networks that broadcast the NFL. It's never just been one. I know one is AFC and one is NFC, or at least I think it is, right? I know it used to be.
And they bid.
But is Nance in the NFC still, or is he now an AFC guy? That's what confused me. But, they bid. But who are they bidding against?
Everybody. Like, anybody can put in a bid.
Yeah, somebody else can say, I want in. Remember
but
when
anybody,
Fox...
Like
remember,
TBS? Hey,
well, go all the way back. Remember when Fox got the rights? That was a big shake.
Yeah, yeah, instead ESPN of... who was it? NBC? It was
a really big deal, yeah.
Yeah, so no, it's just it's open bidding, and like now you've got these streaming networks that are trying to get in too. But then you get down to the debate about how important is it to be on the airwaves, because there are still parts of this country, believe it or not, that don't have internet and streaming and high speed internet. Mm. So they like to be on as much public television, you know, over the air that they can be on.
I did read a lengthy article about it. I'm sure you've seen this too because you follow the sports business world. But there's thought that the Super Bowl will someday be behind a paywall. They made so much money, and there's been such a huge incremental jump in terms of the amount of viewership and people willing to pay for the games on Amazon.
I mean, I guess that would be a bad idea. It does seem like a bad idea. It's also crazy that they don't let people say Super Bowl when they're advertising something. The big game.
The big game.
Get your chicken wings for the big games. In the NFL, you need more money. It's the Super Bowl, man.
But back to that whole topic, I was listening to another podcast, a national college football podcast, and they were talking about the difference. One of the big differences now, and the reason why Fox and there is some hope that Fox and ESPN will work together a little bit, is that the Big Ten commissioner and Greg Sankey get along, whereas Warren and Sankey did not get along at all. So there's a lot of things lining up for where you could see some sort of
Tom's talked about agreement. It a lot on the show too. It does seem like they are working together,
yeah.
You know, in concert, and which would mean long term something good for all of us as fans, even though a lot of this has just been bad. But you would, you know, because you're going to have what at some point 14, 16 playoff teams, you would see cross conference. You know, if the Super Two want to play each other, that makes for good
football.
It
would be surprising if Sankey was working with anyone that he cares about anything
else. But now they've emerged as the two giants. There's no denying that anymore, by the way. It's not like you're competing anymore. They are a behemoth.
And everybody else is screwed.
Everybody else is screwed.
Sankey might want them all. He might. Ohio State might announce tomorrow they're joining the SEC.
I don't think so. They're making as much, if not more, in the Big Ten. They're going to be all right.
Corey would not trust Sankey on the jailbreak.
I'd shoot Sankey before we ever got
Sankey
to the car.
Sankey wouldn't be in the break. We wouldn't even know
We'd
about
exclude
it.
Him.
Yeah, he wouldn't even know about it. He'd be in the yard doing something.
Somebody would have shivved him a long time ago, buddy, out there when we were working out.
A Pac-12 fan. Big 12 fan.
We would have gotten rid of his ass. All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I think a new swear word was invented at my house this weekend. This is from Joseph. After the third game in a row with a blown lead, my wife yelled, "Bullpen!"
Funny.
Is there any hope we'll catch fire by the time the tourney comes around? Well, look, location, 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 location. You got to locate. You got to throw strikes. You might have a bullpen that you don't trust for the rest of the year, but it's a lot easier to deal with that if they're not walking people.
Well, the whole key
Make
to this
them
season,
hit the ball.
The whole key to the season to me, like going, I mean, it's already a good season. To be like a magical, actually get to Omaha, do some stuff in the postseason, to me, comes down to Dorsey, because he's your best arm in the bullpen. You don't have a lot of great ones.
He's erratic.
But he's also, how do you bounce back? He just got Byung-Hun Kim'd. kid, the guy from Arizona that was never a closer again after that World Series.
The home run against the
Yankees,
yeah.
Two in a row.
Yeah, I know.
With one
I was
out
watching
to go.
It in my apartment.
And so,
luckily, Arizona went on to win the World
they
Series.
They did, not because of him.
No.
But so how does he come back from those two colossal home runs he allowed and just two meltdowns he had when he was the closer?
They don't have a real closer. It's by committee.
But he's been great against Florida. He's one of the reasons they beat Florida.
Agreed, and I think the stuff still plays. He's just got to locate. You cannot walk people. We keep getting back to this. Stop walking people. He was all over the map.
Yeah.
If you're throwing 97, it's like in the Friday night. Well, it would have been the Friday night game. Instead, it was the first game of a doubleheader Saturday. But Leiter, you can live with having a bad outing. You can't live with six walks.
Yeah.
You got to stop walking people.
Yeah.
And
agreed.
Everything doesn't have to be a grand slam.
Especially when you have a good
point.
Defense. You have a good defense. Yeah.
Yes.
It could be a solo home run.
Clemson gave up 100 solo home runs over the weekend.
And they won all three games.
Every time Florida State came up, it seemed like another one of our guys hit a home run. But they were largely one or two run homers, and they weren't consistently grand slams.
Yes, correct.
It's very, very frustrating. By the way, that's funny about your wife yelling bullpen at the top of her lung. My family and I drove down to the Clemson game on Sunday hoping we wouldn't do the same thing that we did on Saturday. Ended up getting the same result. The team did not handle the pressure very well. That's correct. By the way, they played the most ridiculous and incessant. Yes.
Yep.
Butch, I'm done. I'm done reading.
Yep.
There's not really a question here. You're pointing out the stuff that we've all complained about. I'm not mad at you, Butch. Just letting you know, yes.
It's not Rocky Top.
I hope that it's not the same. It's not the same because people did that. They were like, well, people get tired of the war chant. People get tired of Rocky Top.
It was
people
every
get tired
pitch.
Of Oklahoma playing Boomer Sooner.
It was every pitch.
It's every pitch.
Yeah. And it's not.
And it's also not a collegial song.
Give a real guesstimate of how many times it was played on Sunday.
I know one time in one inning it was played 26 times because I counted it.
You know, it's interesting, though, 26. About the athletics department. And I know we're brothers in arms. We're all trying to break out together.
Yeah.
But they're terrible about it in football, too. They play that music right up until the snap. I mean, they're supposed to stop it much earlier
in general,
football.
Not that song.
But they pipe in crowd noise. Yeah. They pipe in music.
Yeah.
They do a lot of our artificial things to get in a competitive
So advantage. It's a freaking clown show.
Yeah. Hey, don't talk about Clemson like that.
Listen to me.
They're back on our good
their
side.
Their baseball ops should be ashamed of themselves. There's some a-hole hitting that button every time.
He
and
thought
screw
he was part
him
of the rally.
Eternally.
He was part of the rally. That's why
I'd
he was
have
doing
punched
it.
His ass.
He didn't have to buy beers that night.
That is ridiculous. I'm surprised the league doesn't say, hey, what are we doing?
You guys are out.
Are we trying?
The league should kick them out.
I'm saying like the ACC, in terms of governing what teams can and cannot do in their home stadiums, you have to say something to these a-holes.
Alford
ridiculous.
Calls Peter, Alford calls Phillips, and he's like, hey, man, stop Clemson from playing all this music. And he's like, I don't know, man. Both y'all are renegades. Figure it out your own. Figure it out in court.
Yeah.
The song is called Vangabus. Vangabus? What does that even mean?
Right. Maybe it's not American?
It's a rave.
It's really catchy.
It's a rave. It's a ridiculous rave.
I love raves.
Only the fat rednecks at Clemson aren't sitting there hopped up on goofballs. They're just quizzically looking around like, why are we doing this?
Their batter should have come to the plate with the suckers.
Pacifiers jumping around.
Glow stick. Glow stick.
Dressed as bunnies. Ridiculous. JP wants to know, I want to go. Oh, no, sorry. This is Sean. Sean, I want to go on the record now. Say that I believe this FSU baseball team and Link Jarrett, that I support these guys. Oh, well, good. Okay,
well,
good.
Why wouldn't you, Sean?
I want your thoughts.
If you didn't.
Is it safe to say that this weekend was the worst weekend in the history of FSU regular season baseball? No.
I would say this. I think they had the worst day a 19-0 baseball team has ever had.
That's got to be safe to say.
You got run ruled and then gave up an 8-1 lead in the ninth inning.
An 11-2 lead in the sixth inning.
Well, I was just talking about the Saturday. Yeah. Was the single worst day a 19-0 baseball team has ever had. You get run ruled for your first loss, and then you blow an 8-1 lead in the ninth, the next loss.
By the way, the fun part about getting run ruled is that you hit a grand slam in the first. It's 4-0 Noles.
Yeah, you got scored 15-1 the rest of the game.
I texted you after.
I know. That was the last baseball text I'll get from you.
Yeah, I was like, Ferrer, grand slam, because I figured you were not in a position to see it yet. And
I wasn't.
I texted you that, and I was like happy because we were talking about the game.
Other stuff.
So from the War Chant account, we don't tweet a lot of baseball, especially on the road. We're not doing the play-by-play like some people do on the Twitter. But I tweeted out the grand slam.
And then I didn't tweet again.
Until they lost. Then on the next day, I didn't tweet till they were up like 7-1 or 8-1 or whatever. I tweeted that. They blow that and lose. So Sunday, I'm like, you know what? Even 11-2. Not tweeting.
Not tweeting. Don't worry about it.
Can't blame us.
That was funny. That, and FSU baseball takes its cue from you because they didn't tweet for about an hour and a half on Sunday. They were up 11. They tweeted about getting up 11-2, and the next thing you know, back at it Tuesday against the Gators.
I'm gonna give Sean credit. He goes through and lists many of the disappointing moments in the history of the program, which I'm aware of too, Sean. But the one you have here at the end is infinitely more disappointing than anything that happened over the weekend in a singular series. I remember some series back in the day when we were in the top five and we got swept by regular season games. You can have an awful end to a regular season game. It'll never touch losing in a regional or a super regional, right, as they were known back in the day, or a devastating loss out in Omaha in a game that you led big or whatever. An underrated disappointing moment, and very high on my list, is mentioned here. I just want to bring this up. Mississippi State 2018, after the rain delay, Roland Parrish back out there to give up the ball that still hasn't landed.
We were texting
that
about
the tournament game, though. That's different than regular season.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And that was very disappointing.
Because it was as dumb a thing as you could do, and there was no way to defend it. It was just impossibly stupid.
You know what? I blame Parrish.
You do?
I mean, come on, man.
You should have refused to go in?
Yeah, exactly. No, you've got the wrong guy up. That was a toughie.
When we get to the Big Ten and get the Big Ten money, do you ever see the admin going after someone like Coach Cal to take over the basketball program? I don't want Coach Calipari. He's won one game in 5 years.
But the point is, they will have the means to go get whatever they want in any
that
sport
is the
they
bigger
want.
Point, yeah, and they, that is so the point that matters. That
Calipari's
be able to
not
fund.
That guy, no. But maybe Brad Stevens wants to get back into coaching again. You make a run at him, or you make a run at
Speaking of, so
Danny Hurley, he'd be fun to cover.
Very few people listening to this will know this or care, but so Virginia Tech's women's basketball coach is, you know, maybe the best women's basketball coach in the conference. They've done tremendously well.
Yeah, they made the Final Four last year.
They've been great.
I did not know that.
He just got hired away by Kentucky.
Be the women's coach?
Yeah, he's the women's coach of Virginia Tech. I'm just saying.
He's taking over for Cal.
I was like, man, they're really being aggressive. I was like, that's a hell of a move. How about that?
Bold.
My God.
Bold over there.
Interesting strategy there, Cotton.
Kentucky basketball fans would love that.
I was like, what are they doing?
I'm just saying, but this is what can happen. That money affects all sports. It's not just football and men's basketball.
The longer we're here, the greater the chance that Lonnie Alameda and any other coach that you love is gone.
Yeah.
So that's the other reason that you got to get out of here.
And you have one of the best, she doesn't get talked about enough, but one of the best basketball players in the country in Tania Latson. You know, you want to keep people like that, and you want to get good players to play with her. And you can do that a lot better in conferences that have more money to throw around. Just throwing that out there.
There's no doubt. By the way, I've watched the tournament. I'm sure you guys have too. The remaining minute here, I'll just say this. I love when we get to the Sweet 16 and the ones and twos are all through. I don't need to see a single Cinderella.
Sound like Sankey over here.
No. Sankey got proven wrong right off the bat. Yeah, yeah. The SEC got their ass
Kentucky
beat.
Kentucky lost to Oakland.
Well, they all got their ass kicked one after the other. They were made to look foolish, and the ACC looks like the best conference in America. But that said, I don't need to see
you're right.
Oakland
and the only,
deep. I'm fine.
I like to win them at one.
Win
a game.
Yeah.
And then the one Cinderella, if you call them that, is NC State.
And they're not a Cinderella. They won the ACC. Yeah.
They're an 11 seed.
They're a surprise. By the way, the 11 seeds went 3-1 in the first round. So the misseeding.
I can't wait until Florida State will be back in the tournament, gang.
And
how about
next year?
How about that the Grand Canyon team? And people wanted to celebrate them, and it turns out that school is awful.
Yep.
It's apparently a terrible it's one of the worst schools of all times in terms of what they charge student loans.
It's an absolute scam. I'm pretty sure they kept flipping the home gym and the students going crazy.
Yeah.
Those were paid actors.
They just bust in.
Those were
for
paid
Ira Schaffel and Corey Clark, I'm Jeff. Our thanks to Tom for producing today and all of you. You guys be good. Peace.